One of my favorite professors once said that it's impossible to overinterpret a poem, a type of literary analysis called close reading. As I heard him say those words, I was taken aback with a matter-of-factly, arrogant naivete of a complete beginner in poetry. To my defense, my reaction was far from uncommon. One could even say it was typical of people who felt intimidated before a strange and difficult art. For whatever reason, trauma suffered in high school English class, the anxiety of not getting it right, we often bypass the pleasure of experiencing a poem and go straight to trying to interpret it, hoping to figure out what it really means. We lack the capacity to feel the poem through our senses, to luxuriate in its mystery and wonder. We lack the capacity to enjoy the gift of an art so elemental yet so transcendent, so capable of truth. I was recently reminded of this tendency when I came across Introduction to Mindful Poetry by Billy Collins, included in the altogether sublime The Apple That Astonished Paris. Read here by the poet himself in his warm, cheerful voice. Enjoy.